You're about to hear a great band. If the sound check was any indication of it, they're going to be at the ballroom at the James Street Gastropub this afternoon at 5:45 as part of the Deutschtown Music Festival, which has taken every single good old Ben Soltes. He's taken every nook and cranny throughout every bit of the North Side and has turned it into a listening room throughout the weekend. And we'll let you know the website where you can go for more information about other performances. Meanwhile, though, let's get started. There's four folks here. You'll get to meet them all shortly, all part of the Sean Howard Orchestra. What a great song. That's Sean Howard playing guitar, and also along with him, Chris on bass, and Jill singing with him, and Abe on cajon. Welcome. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Tell me a little bit about the band.
Sure. I've always been very partial to the Pittsburgh scene. Over the last few years, I've kind of created another scene in Indiana, PA at IUP. And through this process, we took over the Brown Hotel, and we wanted to get back into music. That's what we really love to do. So the Sean Howard Orchestra was created.
Are you all from Indiana?
No, but
you are. Is that where you're
three
based?
Three of us are basically, me, Abe, and Chris are basically stationed in Indiana.
Okay.
Joe's from Pittsburgh.
And Joe's from Pittsburgh. We have listeners and many listeners in Indiana. In fact, somebody wrote to me today, and they said they're a Pittsburgher, as will clearly be evident by what I'm about to say. They said, "Have you ever heard of a place called Shalakta?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Yes, I have."
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place, not far from.
I grew up on Anthony Run Road, which is right behind. It's Shalakta, so.
I still live there.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
So I do have to mention this debate we were having earlier. Generally, we don't talk before performances so we can save all the fun for you listening. But I think it was Sean was debating which is older, Sean or Olive Garden. And that's actually a nice conceit.
Yeah,
you know,
I feel like it's
that.
Obvious. I think it's obvious that I'm older than Olive Garden. But there's a lot of...
I have a feeling Olive Garden might be older than you. Abe's going to weigh in on this.
Well, last night...
Hang on. We're going to turn your mic... After all that, I think it's us, not you.
Oh, no. It's fine. So last night we were talking about... Well, I was talking about wanting to go get some food. And he's like, "Well, you should try these breadsticks that I brought." And I'm like, "If they're not from Olive Garden, I'm not trying them." And somehow that transitioned
to
who's older.
Quickly.
Now that, it might be just the playful mood I'm in. That seems like something you would engrave on like an inspirional poster in an office. If they're not from Olive Garden, I'm not. And it would be trying apostrophe.
Yeah, yeah.
Apostrophe M.
I think if anybody can come to James Street at 5:45 and prove to us who's older, myself, I'm 33, or Olive Garden, they'll get a free poster and CD for life.
There you go.
But we need to know the truth by 5:45.
The truth needs to come out.
As long as Abe's got the microphone, tell me a little bit more about you.
Excellent.
How did you guys, how did you hook up with the band, meet?
Well, I'm friends with a guy named Sin Eater. He's a DJ. His real name is David Morris. He and I were corresponding through Facebook a bunch and basically met Sean through him, but the first time I met Sean was at an open mic night he was running at the Indiana Theater, and I came out and I played a DJ set, because I'm actually a DJ and producer of house music, and that's how we met and started jamming from there at open mic nights, and it just kind of all organically came together.
Well, that's great. That's a tough skill, too. It's not something, the idea of DJing, for houses and getting folks to dance or setting the mood, not so much anymore, because I think they've figured it out, but people used to think, "Oh, you must know how to do that since you know how to be on the radio."
No, they're definitely very, very intense skills to know, but they're very separated.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Well, nice to meet you. Let's meet Jill real quick. So you're the Pittsburgher. How did you connect with these people?
I met Sean in a barn.
Uh-huh.
On a Sunday afternoon.
The greatest barn that time has ever known. I think ultimately...
There's a hole in the barn, a bird on a barn.
Ultimately, it was from Shazam, really, if you're familiar.
Yeah,
they kind of, just started going to see them, and we got them to come and play the barn I spoke of. And then I just met all of these crazy kids.
Well, that's great. You have a beautiful voice. Have you sung a lot throughout your life?
I was in musicals in high school and such, but
where'd you go to high school?
Montour. Yeah.
We work in, watch this, guys.
Uh-oh.
Watch this. Go Spartans.
Oh, look out.
We do a lot of work in Montour.
Nice.
Actually, we have a radio studio there for our
excellent
Youth Express program where we teach kids broadcasting there. It's a great school.
That's fantastic. I wish I was there when I was there.
Well, it's nice. Nice to meet you.
Nice
and
to
let's
meet you.
Let's meet Chris. Chris has got a great bass. And Sean, you're playing really well too. And Abe, you're doing fine.
Good job, Abe.
Yeah. Tell me about yourself, Chris.
Actually, I'm from Indiana too. I'm a local business owner as well. I own Moretti's Tattoo in Indiana, and me and Sean have a lot of mutual friends. And we ended up just doing, again, the jam nights and the open mic nights down at the Brown, and we kind of clicked, and here we are.
Great. Well, it's good to have all of you here. I want to be sure we get more music in. Tell me about the first song. Are these all songs you've written?
They are. They're all original pieces. The Winnebago song, is. I was in a band, and it's the song that's stuck with me throughout all the projects that I've played. And I think all of us as musicians want to eventually hit the road and do this on the road. And what would be better than having a Winnebago? So that's kind of where the premise of that story came from.
Absolutely. What do you want to do next?
I'm going to do a song that my uncle Sean wrote. I actually come from a group called Sean Squared. We were both Sean Howard. And we were playing in Montana, and a girl asked, "What's your name?" I'm like, "I don't know." I think my uncle wanted to be social anxiety or something. Or whatever. But she was like, "Oh, you guys should be Sean Squared." We're like, "Yeah, it sounds amazing.
I like it."
So this is a song that he wrote, and it's called Sunshine Dew.
Thank you. Sean Howard Orchestra here at the Saturday Light Brigade. December 13th, 1982.
Get out of here. That's the date?
That's the birth of the Olive Garden. So it's really close.
We are like the same age, though.
Yeah. What's your birthday?
September 24th, 1983.
83. So you got like nine. No, they got 9 months on you.
That's awesome.
Did somebody just win a bet?
Did somebody call in with that?
No, I looked it up.
We found it. Great.
Hard to believe, but Olive Garden has a Wikipedia page.
That's hilarious.
So we know it's correct.
So Olive Garden is older than me.
Did you guys have a little,
got in there.
Little bet on that?
It's more of like an ego.
Oh, sorry.
It's more of just, to satisfy my ego that I was right.
You know, Chris would, all of you would understand this, but there used to be these good-natured, we always called them bar bets, whether they occurred in bars or not. Yeah. You could have these bets, and they used to require significant research to eventually a bet like that, which is older, me or Olive Garden, you or Olive Garden. Now, there's like no fun because find it immediately.
Yeah, smartphones and Google, yeah.
So I want a service. It would be like almost like a PayPal thing where each person put a buck in.
Yeah.
And then the service would fetch the answer for you. And then the money would all go to charity.
I love that.
That sounds actually sounds like a really
good
idea.
It would
idea,
actually be a fun way to do it.
Talk to Kevin Safner at James Street. He's the kind of guy that would run with
he's
that.
He's entrepreneurial. Yeah. All right. Music or Beacon.
Sound Beacon.
Sound Beacon.
Yep.
Yeah, Kevin's done a great job with that place.
He's really taken care of our band. He's gotten us on a lot of spots, and I don't know if we're allowed to stay yet or not, but there's Yinzer Forest that's coming up in a couple months.
You can say it.
We're going to play that, so everyone knows first this show.
I put a picture of the band up on Facebook and also linked to their Facebook page. They'll be at the James Street, the aforementioned James Street, at the ballroom tonight at 5:45. Do you have anything else coming up, even if it's not in the area?
Yeah, we're actually getting into the studio in the next couple months. So we're finally getting together and releasing a CD. It's been a 10-year feat for me. I haven't got a CD yet. So that's the next couple months we're going to record, and then coming back with that Yinzer Forest on September 8th. And probably a couple things in between. But this is kind of wrapping up a really good summer that we put together. We had Farm Jam Alama last week. We opened up for Boyd Tinsley of the Dave Matthews Band. Let's say the Deutschtown, this is our end of a run that we're on right now.
But. And you guys sound great, too. You're really tight. I like the dynamics, volume-wise, moving in and out. The lyrics are great.
You're
singing
much.
Well, and it's you guys are really great to listen to. What would you like to do next?
I think we're going to do a song called Montana.
Montana. Once again, here is the Sean Howard Orchestra. We were orchestrating some microphone movements there. When we come back, we'll find out just why it's an orchestra and not a band. It'll give you time to think while you play. I
appreciate that.
Sound barely exists. Never.
What a nice sound, the Sean Howard Orchestra. You guys really do.
Thank you.
Sound great. I like, you're a great guitarist. Have you played for a long time?
Tell me about that. I am a graduate of the Community College of Allegheny County. I'm proud of that. CCAC. I got an associate's degree there. They put on my diploma that I'm Associate of Science, so I'm therefore now a scientist. I tell everyone.
Good for you. That's good. Has that made you a good guitar player?
But I think so, yeah. I've been playing for 12, 13 years now since high school. But, I love it.
What kind of scientist are you? Can you do anything?
That's the next question that we're going to send out to the listeners.
Okay. So I did mention orchestra, which is actually really good, kind of refreshing. Any reason to choose it?
There's a pretty specific reason. A lot of times I've put bands together, and all of us have gone through the play in this band. Maybe you're still young. Maybe you haven't done it so much. But
how is he younger than Olive Garden?
He is definitely younger than Olive Garden. But basically, the idea of the group is that it's a revolving lineup. I trust everybody in the band. But
you should have seen it. Abe got like really he looked scared as soon as you said what.
But the idea of the orchestra is we like a lot of different musicians playing. We have a saxophone player who's never played with us before tonight. We met last night and I was like, please come and play.
Who is it?
Romero.
Great.
Roger Romero, I believe.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I was glad you just met him.
You've just met him.
I was like, come on, I got.
No, that's great.
But that's the idea. We're all busy. We got things going on. But you know, I'd say we're the core group of this project. But we just want a lot of people to play different instruments all the time. So that's the orchestra part of it.
Terrific. Well, I mentioned we linked to your Facebook page. Is there a website? I think the Facebook page
Facebook's
is pretty,
is our
easiest,
home at the
right?
moment, yeah.
And you can look for them. This time for one more song. I'm going to let you play us out. You can look for them tonight at the Deutschtown Music Festival. They will be at the ballroom at the James Street Gastro Pub. I almost said tavern. It's the James Street Gastro Pub.
That's a tricky word.
And I think it's free too, right?
It is definitely free.
Everything
yeah.
at Deutschtown is free. Thanks for being here. What do you guys want to close out with?
This is a song called Unknown Love.
Unknown Love. Once again, here is the Sean Howard Orchestra.
Just try to fly. Let's discuss their new lust. Started over with my new trust. And if I don't, I'll remain alone. 'Cause I know all he's gonna do is say no. Finds it all hard, even those that we know. Possibly. And now look at him, trying to be that new man. Yeah, hoping that he's that next man. And if he's crushed, he must remain a man. But if I fail to prevail to tell his tale, lonely boy on that relationship mission, no submissions to love, 'cause you are real. You're so real, and all he's got to do is save me. Now we gotta try.
say low.